You are listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, a Canadian guide to building dependable wealth. Join your hosts, Richard Canfield and Jason Lowe, as they unlock the secrets to creating financial peace of mind in an uncertain world. Discover the strategies and mindsets to a financial future that you can bank on.
How do you become a connecting superhero who transforms the lives for visionary, abundance mindset-oriented entrepreneurs? We're going to find out today because we are joined with our friend, Justin Breen, who is the founder of Brepik Communications. Now, this is a guy who knows how to connect the dots. And he's able to manifest connecting entrepreneurs at a super high level, getting them really exposure in a way that I don't think they could have ever comprehended. Justin, we're so excited to have you with us today. Welcome to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast.
You know, it's an honor to be here, and I don't say that lightly. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful for visionary entrepreneurs like you, and I'll tell you why in a second, but I just can't tell you how thankful I am.
Justin, you know, you and I were introduced through Richard, and you know, the mutual connection, the mutual community that we all partake in, the strategic coach community with Dan Sullivan and his amazing, yeah. And we instantly had a connection, and watching how you have, in a very servant way, helped so many visionary entrepreneurs has been absolutely outstanding. And we appreciate you, I think, more than you may know. And we're excited about 2022. We're excited about what the future brings. It's literally going to be epic.
Yeah, well, I named my year, so 2022 is epic life. And then this year, 2021, is no limits. When you have no limits, there are no limits. And then 2020 was global growth. So here in Canada, I'm, you know, here in the Toronto of the South, Chicago. So, you know, and I've got my men's Canada men's soccer uniform that I wear all the time. But, you know, so, you know, again, you know, you talk about a servant. I'm going to tell you a story so you understand. I'm going to try not to get too emotional about it, but it's a really tragic story. So my wife and I, we go, you know, I work 0 hours a week because this is fun for me and I like to do it. And I just like to serve people like you. I just like it. I don't like it. I love it. And yeah, so we went to lunch yesterday, and I was a journalist for 20 years. So covered a lot of gunshots and murders and talked to people who overcame shooting. Okay. So I was, you know, we're in the North Shore of Chicago, pretty affluent area. And we were in the parking lot, and I saw a guy laying on the ground, blood all over. And you know, as Chris Voss says, I never split the difference. You rise to you fall to your highest level of preparation. So I'm like, oh, that's a gunshot victim. So I asked the person who was with him, you know, hey, was your friend shot? He said, yes. I go, do you want us to call 911? He goes, yes. And then that guy got in the car and drove away, which that surprised me a little bit. It surprised me. So we called 911, and I think he's okay. He got in the ambulance. He was conscious. He'd been shot in the upper thigh, which around where I live, I mean, maybe in my 44 years, that's happened twice, maybe two or three times, certainly not at lunchtime in a busy parking lot mall. And I'll tell you, I just felt so bad for them. They're just 19-year-old kids, whatever their background. I just felt so bad. I just felt so bad. And I'm not a business owner. I don't care about revenue, employee count. I've never cared about any of that stuff. I don't care about it. You know, my father died when I was 13. My youngest brother died of a drug overdose when he was 29. He'd be 41 now. And I understand what I really care about, what really matters to me. And what really matters to me is sharing, you know, people like you, your stories with the world and connecting to other people. And the reason I do that is because people like you are the only ones that can actually do anything and change the world. So that's how I change the world, is by connecting people like you to other people like you. That's how I can change the world. And hopefully something like that, you know, what I saw, yes, you know, hopefully help the next generation. So something like that happens less and less. Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, rolling up on or walking up on something that's traumatic and a real shock, you know, how are you holding up?
Well, thanks. You know, you and I are both eight fact finders. So we like to learn and process things. And all of my, and then Dan talks about thinking about your thinking. So all I do is take things and learn from them. And then my, you know, my top three strength finders are activate, maximize, achieve. So I actually do something about what I've learned. And that's what I mean. I'm not a business owner. And I hear people complaining about, you know, this employee did that, or I didn't hit revenue mark. And I'm like, I was a journalist for 20 years. You don't become a journalist because of that stuff. And, you know, there were two things that happened from yesterday. One, I'm glad, really glad, very thankful that ambulance, you know, emergency personnel came, because I don't, you know, certainly don't want to see anyone die. And that's no way to go out. That's no way to go out. But then also, it just reinforced what I already knew. You know, most of my day is talking to people like you, you know, top entrepreneurs on the planet. And what happens is that I hear people complaining about stuff that I don't care about. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be like that. And then I hear people like you that just do something and take action. And I want to be like that. So I just do. I'm 32 out of 34 in ideation. So all my good ideas come from people like you. And then I just do something about it.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing when you take action.
Well, here's what fascinates me about you. As simple as that sounds. So 99, this is, I mean, and I tell people about you all the time. Like probably once a day, because your Colby's a mystery to me. Your Colby's a mystery to me, because 99% of the people, Richard's going to laugh at this. 99% of the people that I talk to or partner with, they're at least a 7 quick start like me. At least. And I'm on the low. I mean, most of the, like, I have numerous clients that are like 3-3, 10-2, you know, and then, but you're an 8-4-5-3, a 5 quick start, but you're not a 5 quick start. And it's amazing to me that you're literally the only exception, the only one under a 7 quick start that I've partnered with in 4 years that I know of. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. So that's what I mean. I'm so grateful for you, because like, you actually like push through your own lack of quick start.
Oh yeah.
Lack of quick start.
I might have to go to Colby counseling. I might have to get Colby counsel. You know, funny. We can figure out what's going on.
Well, you have the Colby Con. Go to Colby Con. I need help. Help me. You would do that.
I'm positive that I'm a 7 quick start. Will somebody please talk to me?
That's funny that nobody else understands, but that's pretty funny.
And for all of our listeners, we've dropped, you know, the name of the Colby Index a number of times on our show. And so if you're not familiar, make sure that you go and get your Colby A Index. A lot of people will. Many of our clients have it. Our team members, we were on a call. So funny story, I mean, it was on yesterday. We were on a strategic coach event, and we were having a whole discussion with a Colby certified coach about Colbys. And a lot of our team members were learning about their Colbys and how they interact with our organization. And I personally have been fascinated by it for, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 years. It was a quick bonding moment for Justin and I when we first got connected through a coach session. And I'm sure we talked at least 30 minutes beyond about just Colby exclusively. And it's a good like leveler. It's like another level of communication that you can enhance with people. And it's really fun and fascinating. But what's really unique is that there's a private members group on Facebook for quick starts, people who initiate in their action modus operandi and quick starts. And like, I remember the day I got the email that this group existed, and I entered it instantly, because that's what I do. And it was like, boom, this group was already had like 300 people, and now it's like 1800 people. And I made a comment in this group about, hey, we're doing this Colby training. Colby's awesome. Boom. First person to like the post and comment on the post is Justin. I'm like, I knew it. Somehow I just knew intuitively you were going to be the guy.
Well, it makes sense.
To expand on that too, Richard, we did the day, the topic of the day was unique ability teamwork. And one of the things that one of the team members of Strategic Coach said is, you know, when you look at Colby, okay, and you get to a deeper understanding of your own unique ability, you can't use it as a crutch either. And we use this story because Dan Sullivan is brilliant. I was talking to him in a 10X session. You may have even been there, Justin. You might have heard him remark on this. But I said, you know, we're about to do this session. It's upcoming. It's booked for our group. And we want to make sure that we're addressing it so that, because we don't want, you know, to have a culture of, well, that's not within my unique ability, so I'm not doing that. Well, Dan Sullivan came on and said, yeah, you know, I understand what you mean. But he said, by the same token, you know, you would never want to have 10 Quick Start be an airline pilot.
Oh, God.
Because they would never follow the checklist. They would just be like, look, push us out of the gate. I'm taking this thing to the runway. Let's go, right?
I replaced the checklist with Post-it notes on the on the window. One of them is a reminder to brush my teeth.
You know, so it's like, I just laughed out loud. It was so funny. But I don't know. I do have Quick Start tendencies. I love to, for lack of better description, I love to initiate. I love to take action and get going. And that fascinates me. So, but hey, Colby is what it is. If I'm an 8453, I'm an 8453. Yeah, great. Okay.
Well, it fascinates. I mean, there are, I'm not joking about this. There are three Colbys that really fascinate me. One is my own, because I've never met another 8671. I don't know if I ever will. I mean, people look at my Colby and they look at me funny. Like, it doesn't make sense that a high fact finder, high follow through, which is really rare for an entrepreneur, and high quickster. Okay, so that's one. Yours is number two, because I just, like, you're not, I mean, you are an 8453. And then the third unicorn, and I would describe your score as a unicorn score, even though it's not a unicorn score, but how you actually activate it is to me. And then the third one is my business partner for my new company. His name is Mark Fujiwara. I don't know if I've told you his Colby, but he's in 10X. He's in San Francisco. He's a 1596. He's a one fact finder, a one.
Whew. Wow.
I know, one in the financial, I mean, it's just, and it's perfectly collaborative with mine, because I'm 8671. He's a 1596. It just, boop, just works perfectly.
That's so good.
What's interesting about this, and for our listeners, I think it'd be important to share. So, you know, you mentioned your business, Mark, and you're in a position now where you just literally did a press release, because that's one of the things that you kick butt at, about a network that you're forming. And maybe walk us through that, because this ties into Mark and that business relationship. And so maybe, you know, walk us through the genesis of how that started and where you're at with that today, that this post, this PR post just came up about the new network that you're forming.
Thank you. You know, again, if I have a good idea, which is very rare because I'm almost dead last in it, but if I have a good one, activate, maximize, achieve. Okay, so I'll try not to eight fact finder this answer, but I mean, it's a good story. You know, last year I was trying to find my Babs. So Babs Smith is the Strategic Coach co-founder, Dan's wife. And Dan without Babs is not a good, that's not a good situation. So Babs took Strategic Coach and turned it into, you know, what it is. And then with Dan's brilliance, good collaboration. So I'm in Abundance 360 also. That's Peter Diamandis' thing. There's, you know, true genius, you know, visionaries in that. And so it was on Zoom this year. So I was talking to Dan in a Zoom chat in February or January. And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to find my Babs. And he goes, no, no, no. The trick is have your Babs find you. I'm like, okay, that's a good idea. I'm low in ideation, but I'll activate, maximize, achieve that. So I did an impact filter. That's a Strategic Coach thing. And I started selectively sending it out to people. And I had met Mark in a Zoom chat, much like we met. In fact, the same thing. And then, so I sent him that impact filter. And he's a 1596 visionary integrator. And I'm an integrating visionary. And he's like, that's a good idea. I'll do that. And so he is full backstage. He is full backstage and I am full front stage. I completely stay out of the platform. I completely, like, I don't do anything backstage. So all I do is talk about it. And then the press release that you're talking about, you know, so Private Wealth magazine did a huge story on the new company. And so Private Wealth has about 2,000 subscribers and average revenue per subscriber is in the eight figures. So small number, but it's the right number. I don't care about the, you know, I care about the right number.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that story came out and I know what this, in this world, I know, you know, what that type of thing does. So that's the key that opens up endless doors. And the beauty of that too is the editor of that magazine, Russ Allen Prince, he's, you know, in Family Office Space, he's top, you know, maybe in the world. And so he's like, the beauty of that is, so it's like, hey, when you know, because I only partner with people like you guys. And so he's like, with the PR stuff, when you have good people, introduce them to me and I'll do stories on them. I'm like, okay. So that's why. But my point is, like, I've done nothing out of my zone of genius, nothing. And it's been surprisingly easy, like, how this has worked, because I just stay in my zone and then Mark does all the backstage stuff and it just works.
Love that. Absolutely love that.
I think one of the key takeaways for our listeners is that, you know, really what Justin is emphasizing here is the power of communication, but getting to a level playing field where you're speaking in a similar language as far as where you're at. And that's one of the things that the Strategic Coach Organization does. It becomes a leveler on the ability for people to communicate on the same wavelength. They're using similar tools, they're talking a similar language. They're abundance-minded. Yes. They're focused on a bigger and greater future. They're focused on longevity. They're focused on helping others and simplifying not only their business practices, but their relationships and finding those connections. So you've really taken yourself into this platform that's allowed you to launch into your unique ability in a very effective way. And I think it's important for our listeners to understand the power of collaboration. This is where we talk about collaboration in our podcast. And it's become a bit of a buzzword almost now in today's world, I think, in the entrepreneurial community. But when you actually see it take place, the things that Jason and I do, the things that you're doing with Jason, the things that you're doing with your partner, Mark, this is where you see people rise up to a new level, a new platform of launching of success, because of the ability to have other people surrounding you that raise you up to a new bar.
Yes. Well, And again, like, talk to me is meaningless without actually doing something about it. So, like, with my PR firm, I have some freelancers and stuff, but I do a lot of it because I just love to do it. And it's so easy for me. I mean, it's like drinking water, breathing. New company, that would have been impossible. If I had tried to build something like that, I would have electrocuted myself. I mean, not literally, but like, I can't do it. And not only can I not do it, I would never want to do that. So I just found someone, and they found me for Dan's advice. They found me, and it's 100% collaboration. And the beauty of it is that, again, because I'm solo in ideation, I depend on people like you for ideas, but I'll actually do it. If I know it's a good idea, I'll do something about it. And that is what I found separates people like us from the rest of the world. We'll actually just do something about it. We'll actually take action and make the investment. That's the difference.
Well, and you know, one of the other, speaking of taking action, has Guinness World Records contacted you yet about what they're going to present you with in terms of your speed of communication on social media? Like, you, I could post something anytime, 24/7, and you will like it, comment on it within seconds. Like, you are the fastest person I know at interacting and communicating on those platforms. It really and honestly truly is very, it's remarkable. How do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, I you know, I've tried to explain my brain to people, but that's just how my brain works. And it's not work. I mean, this is easy. It's easy for me. And, you know, the reason why I do that is because if I like it or comment on it, then my followers see it. So, I mean, but, and I like the content, obviously. But again, servant, you said the word. I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, you know, again, people like you allow me to spend time with my family. That's really what it comes down to. And I just want to spend time with my family and build my network on a global level. And none of this has worked for me. I like seeing all this stuff that's out there from people like you, our abundant visionary investment. We'll actually do something about it, changing the world, not there, the. Of course I'm going to comment and appreciate and like that. I mean, that's, I don't know. I mean, I just see it and boop, 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 boop. And by the way, I can just do that with connection. I just know I, oh, You need to meet him. You need me to hurry. Yep, go, 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 go. Let's go, 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 go. So that's easy.
That's one of many things that I just honestly appreciate you so much. One of the best connectors I've ever met. And Richard's in that category as well. You know, it's that pattern of always thinking about, if you talk about who, not how, the both of you guys got that long before that content ever came to be.
100%. We've been living in free zone life. And you know what? I don't think you're business owners either. I think you're just entrepreneurs. We've been living in collaborative world long before that, you know, that's why I'm going to join, you know, I'll join Free Zone either in 2022 or 23, because I'm already doing that anyway. And then the new company, that's all it is. It's just collaborator meet collaborator. And then that's it. I mean, that's all. You know, my son is not in my 7-year-old. Yeah, I have a 7-year-old too. My 9-year-old's a 3296 Colby. So Richard, you have to introduce him to you. He's you. You're him in a couple of years. And I was talking to him at soccer practice, and he's like, "Oh, Dad, your new company is a pretty good idea, because the people who are in it, they're just going to invite their friends to join." I'm like, "Yeah." Sometimes you can learn from your kids, and that's the best part of being an entrepreneur. You know, those are the conversations. I mean, you guys understand. That's the conversations you have with your children, and then they can do whatever they want with it. But, you know, he's right. You know, the people who join it, then they just invite, because people like us, you know, for the most part, we only hang out with people like us. So, you know, just grows.
I love that you've got a discernment too, because when you're meeting with people and connecting with them, your depth of seeking that connection is so high, but it's also like, you want to get to the point too. It's like, "Hey, what's your Colby? What's this? Let's have a discussion." And you're looking for that platform. You found these tools that exist, things like, we keep coming back to Colby. It's just a tool that allows the individual to have a higher understanding of who they are and how do they get things done. What's your natural way of doing things? And then when you understand that about another person, it's like, "Okay, great. I don't know if I can help you or we can collaborate necessarily, but I know another guy who needs that in their life." And so it just becomes this like
ding, ding, ding.
Instantaneous click. And it's like your brain just sees that connection, and you're just like, here's this dot, draw a line, connect email, send a video email, like, let's go.
So all my new company is just a platform for that. That's all. It's, you know, it's LinkedIn without the BS. That's literally, and I like LinkedIn. I got 27,000 followers on LinkedIn. I like it, but there's a lot of BS on there. So people at the highest level, they just want the result. They just want the connection. And so that's all it is. It's, you know, platforms and connectivity are it's the present and the future. And I hear, it's really fascinating, because, you know, we all do a lot of strategic coach. I'm in Abundance 360. I think both of you are in Genius Network. I know Jason is at least. So I hear the same problem over and over and over and over from people like us, is they need to meet this type of person. It doesn't matter what that person is. I hear the same thing over, and, you know, my PR firm, I hear the same thing. We're tired of being the best seeker. We want to be in more news, more media, more connections at a usually global level. So boop, 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 intro, 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 intro. And then, so this is just 100x, 1000x of what I'm already doing, because I like being a servant. I mean, and here's, you know, what you said also is really powerful, because I think we can recognize the patterns and then do something about it. If it's helpful for people to do a somewhat deep dive on this, I've been able to see the patterns with three things. One is Colby, the other is StrengthFinders, and the third is print. Print is not as well known. It's your unconscious motivators. So with Colby, again, Jason, you're the exception to the exception to exception. Almost exclusively everyone that I partner with is at least a 7 quick start. You're the only exception, which is very interesting. With StrengthFinders, the overwhelming majority of the folks I talk to are ideator futurists with a mix of activator, maximizer, achievers. So they're living off in future land, but they'll actually do something about it now. And then my brain hears blah, 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 simplify intro, blah, 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 simplify result. And so it's all these people all over the place, and I can simplify result. And then with print, again, print is your unconscious motivators. My score is 8.3. So 8 is to be strong and self-reliant. 3 is to succeed and achieve. And I talked to Shannon Waller. She's, you know, she's been a strategic coach a long time. She's amazing. And she was telling me most of the people in free zone, the top level, they're 8-3s or 3-8s. Because we don't overthink anything. We don't need to feel it. We just execute.
I'm a 3-8.
Right. So that's, so sometimes I know the answer before it's, you know, yeah. So that's what I mean. So my brain here's blah, blah, blah. I see the same pattern, execute, blah, 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 same pattern, execute, blah, blah, blah. And so it's just easy. And then with the intros, it's, you know, it's 8-4-5-3 meets 8-6-7-1 or 3-8 print meets 8-3 print. By the way, Mark Fujiwara, he's a 3-8 print also. Not a surprise because we're unconsciously motivated by the same things. I mean, we're unconsciously motivated, collaborative in the other things, but unconsciously motivated. So that's right. So you and I were unconsciously motivated by the same things. It yep. just makes sense. Right. So, solves the problem, isn't it? But it's fascinating because if you see the patterns and you're an 8 fact finder, and Richard, you actually think like an 8 fact. So does Dan, by the way. Dan thinks like an 8 fact finder, even though he's a 2. But if you see the patterns, all this other stuff takes care of itself. It really does.
So good. Talk to us about Epic Business. Talk to me about the book. Tell me, sure. Tell me about the essence and what inspired you to write it.
Right. So there was no intention to write the book, but I posted a list of 30 things that I had learned in my company's first 30 months. I had no entrepreneurial background, didn't know what a business owner was, you know, started my company after my job started, couldn't get a job. So now I have a global company, the only partners with people like you. So 30 month anniversary, I posted 30 things that I'd learned from top entrepreneurs on the planet. Okay. So, I think I had 40,000 followers at the time and everybody's like, oh, you have to write a book on that. Okay. That's a good idea. I'll do that. Activate, maximize, achieve. So Chris Voss wrote, Never Split the Difference. He did the forward. You know, it's an international bestseller in 6 countries, number 1 for entrepreneurship in the US. And it's an international bestseller in Canada too.
Love it.
Thankful for that. Yeah. And so all it is a key that opens up endless doors. And each one of those 30 things is a chapter, each one of those 30 things. So boom, 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 boom. I can tell you about my dad too. So, cause it all the dots will be connected if you want me to, cause then you'll understand. Yeah, so my dad was 61 when I was born. He'd be 105 if he was alive. He's actually 100. He's born in 1916, February 8th. So yeah, he's coming up on 106. But so he was a World War II hero. Shot down 8 times in combat, many times without the, you know, get back in the plane without the parachute. So he was flying a plane without a parachute, or he was, you know, spotter, you know, shot down many times. So He fought in the Battle of the Herkin Forest. That was toward the end of World War II. Very, very bloody battle, Belgium-German border. So he kept a diary of that. It's my most cherished possession. If our house was burning down, I'd say my family, my computer, phone, and that diary, everything, and our dogs, but everything else, I don't care about material stuff at all. And so I found the diary after he died, and I write exactly like he does. Just boom, 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 boom. Just result, result, result. And I don't say it lightly. That diary is one of the greatest things ever written. He talks in detail, the things he writes about in detail. And I open it up every now and then because it's a good reminder of why I'm doing this and how I'm serving people. It's a good reminder. I mean, I just write exactly like he does. Yep.
Become your own banker and take back control over your financial life. Hey, is this even possible? You may be asking, can I even do this? Well, you better believe it. In fact, it's easy to get going. So easy that we've put together a free report, 7 Simple Steps to Becoming Your Own Banker. Download it right now. Go to 7steps.ca. That's 7steps.ca. Now let's get back to the episode.
That's awesome.
Well, the learning lessons, I can only imagine the learning lessons, but part of that is, you know, what I'm hearing is that it's the ability to get back up again, you know, in adversity is a lot of that component, and seeing that in that pattern, again, you talk about patterns, there's a repetitious pattern there that seems to follow its way right down the genealogy there. And I love the lessons that you can take away from something like that. So what you're really sharing for our listener, Justin, is that there's components of history, whether it's your history or history that's out there in the world that we can learn from. But learning from it is just one thing. It's literally meaningless if you have the learning and you do nothing with the learning that you have.
Ideas to me are meaningless without execution. Meaningless. Talk is meaningless without investment. And again, I'm reminded time and time again of what actually matters in life. So I just can't understand people that talk and don't make the investment and take action. I just cannot understand it. And, you know, it all goes down to that foundation of where you come from, of where you come from. My dad, I got about 8 years of eight good years from like age 5 to 13 when he died. You know, so 8 good years, and he always said the cream rises to the top, cream rises to the top, cream rises to the top. My dad came from nothing. He wound up being an attorney in the Nuremberg trials, president of an insurance company. You know, I don't usually talk about this, but you'll appreciate it. His best friend was killed in a famous gang shooting. That character, or that person, was played in numerous movies. I don't want to mention his name because it's not nice to the family, but that was my dad's best friend. And then one of my first childhood memories is my dad saying, "Hey, they shot so-and-so. We need to get you out of here." So, you know, you figure it out. My dad was the clean guy in the company, you know, the straight and narrow. And at my dad's funeral, the son of his best friend who was shot, he was talking to, you know, before a funeral, the night before, they always ask, like, what do you want to say during the service? And so the person who died, his son, he goes, he said, my dad was so loyal, so loyal. So I was 13 hearing that. I never forgot that. And loyalty for the people I really care about. And I mean, the ones that I really care about, the ones who will, that's what I mean. I was saying how grateful I am for you guys. I'm just so loyal because it's just ingrained in me. I mean, and most people, you know, I'm dead last in empathy. I'm second to last in includer on my strength finders. So most people, I don't understand what they're complaining about or why they're making excuses. I can't understand it. You get back in the plane, even if you don't have a parachute, and the cream rises to the top and you're loyal to the right people. And that's what I mean. It's just in me because I know where I come from. It allows me to know where I am right now, having this great conversation. And as you said, it allows me to know where we're going. Epic, right? An epic year. You know? So it's only started.
Yeah, I think that loyalty is much like, there isn't really anything that matters more in so many aspects. But the moment that that's fractured, because trust is fractured, then I'm personally the type of person, I'll just turn the light switch off and that's it. Right. Period.
Well, let me tell you something, because, you know, sometimes I'm actually very high in self-assurance, but like, you know, when you said that, like, I'm good at connecting people and I've helped you, I really appreciate you saying that, because I don't know that it's good. I just know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So it's nice every now and then to hear that. my point is I appreciate that, because like the biggest thing for me is like letting someone like you down. That's the biggest thing, because that's like how my dad was. Like, you don't let down the people in your, you know, infantry or the person on the plane with you, or the, you know, you just don't do that.
Precisely. So
like, you just don't do that. Now, most people, I can't relate. I don't understand it. I try, you know, my wife's a pediatrician. She's probably number one in empathy. My business partner, Mark, he's third in empathy. So they're trying to get me to be empathetic. But I'll tell you, I'm endlessly empathetic for people like you, endlessly, because I understand. I understand what it takes to get to this level. I understand.
Yeah, it's a lot of work and perseverance, and impossible without being surrounded by and working alongside great people.
Yep.
Well, one thing I think is a really key takeaway that I'm getting from the message and everything you're sharing with us, Justin, and just again for our listeners, is that you know, here's a gentleman who basically 4 years ago, you didn't have a company and you left a 20-year journalism career without the ability to basically continue that career on. You said, what am I going to do? I'm going to start a business, I guess. And so what I want people to understand is that the sheer act of both determination and picking up your, you know, picking up your socks, getting into forward momentum. Momentum is a powerful force in your life if you know how to embrace it and create it. Often the biggest thing you need to do is just get up and take the first step, whatever that first step is. Maybe it's, you know, it's signing up for a coaching program, whatever it is. But by that initiation carries with it a little bit of inertia. And you want inertia working in your favor because it's a natural law. So momentum creates a huge amount of things. Every once in a while, you're going to bump into stuff. Yeah, it might slow down that inertia. But if you just get back up again and you kick that inertia in, it's amazing what can happen. And I think you're a testament to that, Justin. And that's what a key lesson that people who are listening should take away here is that you can start a global company in 4 years or less. you can write a best-selling book in multiple countries in 30 months or less. You can learn 30 incredible high-performing strategies of global entrepreneurs in 30 months. And you can share that message with others. And you can do things like this nature. And you can just duplicate, watch what other people are doing, mirror and model what successful people are doing, pick a role model that you like what they're up to, and just figure out how you can do what they're doing. Maybe you can do it better, or more importantly, maybe you can do it to a point where they notice what you're up to and maybe they want to bring you along for the ride. Maybe they want to coach you up. You never know who you're going to meet in this life, but it's the energy that you put out there and how you interact that energy with others that determines whether or not they want to bring you with them for the journey.
One other bottom line here is that nothing is impossible. Nothing. No. And, you know, I don't know if you guys watched 14 Peaks.
I literally have it ready to go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He summited the world's largest mountains. This guy summits with his crew in less than 7 months, all 14. It took the first person who achieved that milestone 16 years.
That's
so
true.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing. And you talk about momentum, Rich. Think about what we all know within Strategic Coach, the four C's. You've got to have that in order to create the momentum. or at least create sustainable momentum.
Yeah, I found it, the, you know, four C's, the one, because I simplify everything. So the only one that really matters to me is courage. If without courage, is it? None of the other things. I don't even know if that's the first one, but I'm an 8-3 print. So So I take 8-3 print. I take what I want out of it. And then that's what 8-3 and 3-8s do. But no, to me, without courage, none of that other stuff matters. Without the courage. Yeah.
And we're going to include, of course, links in show notes to be connected, to follow Justin and the great work that he's doing, to be able to get your hands on a copy of the book. It's a must read, plain and simple. You need to read that book. And I think the word business is a nice to have in the title.
Well, thank you. Epic is the key, but the first book's Epic Business. The second one's going to be likely called Epic Life. And I posted those things that I had learned in the 2 years after the first list came out. And the number one thing is cream rises to the top, my dad, you know. And then two is recognizing the patterns, which we talked about a lot. So I'm really excited to write that one. So I wrote the first one in 43 days. My goal is to write the second one in 30, which should be doable. And I can't wait for that to come out because I know what a book does. It's just a key that opens up endless doors. I mean, the first one came out in May of 2020. I still do 2 to 3 media interviews, including this one, every week for it, at least. And it's the gift that keeps on giving because it really helps. I mean, it really helps people because like people, you know, they don't understand, they can't even fathom being Bill Gates or, you know, Steve Jobs. And I can't fathom being someone like that either. That's a different type of entrepreneur, but they can they can picture being someone like me. I mean, I just stay in my zone of genius and see my family whenever I want to and make as much money as I want to and only do what I like to do and what I'm good at. And so this, I mean, that's how I did it. I mean, I just listened to people like you and said, oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that. So, I mean, that's it. I mean, that's all it is. But I did it. I did it. So there you go.
So good. And Rich, you use the expression often that iron sharpens iron. Mm. Another sharp example of how iron sharpens iron.
He's a seven implementer. That's for him. I mean, he likes, you know, my sons are a six implementer and four. So they watch this welder take this like piece of raw iron or steel and then like weld it down and make an axe out of it. And it's a nightmare for me watching that. But they love it. And they love watching how they steel sharpens, how they cut the steel. And just, and I'm like, I don't even know what's going on here. So I went on a high implementer rat there and rant, and I'm a one implementer. So imagine me flying the plane. That would, I actually am flying the plane with my companies, but a real plane, it would be a disaster, total disaster.
Justin, well, it was incredible having you. Rich?
Appreciate you, Justin. And just like, you know, giving people a glimpse into what conversations are like when we get on the phone, I think is good. And helping people understand that there's a circle of people around you. And there's people that you want to connect with. The only thing that's limiting that is A, the action, the courage to do it, the action to get started, creating the momentum, and then finding some common ground. And again, we're talking about Colby. We're talking about the Strength Finder program, things like Print. These are, you know, call them simplified a little bit. We'll call them personality oriented assessments. Things like this create a level playing field for you to enhance communication with others that have done them. And it gives you a good spark that can light a fire now under a relationship that you didn't know existed yet. So keep that in mind. And to take us home, what I'd really like to do, Justin, is just, I'm really curious because obviously, you know, with young boys, you probably watched a few superhero movies here in the last little bit. And you were showing your Canada soccer jersey in support of the Canadian soccer team here earlier for the YouTube fans. And so you not being Canadian, you might be showing up as a hero to those Canadian soccer players by you know, wearing that, you know, jersey in support of them. And you're showing up for a hero for a lot of people for what you do. Our question is, although you may not wear a cape, you do wear a hat frequently. When you put that hat on, you're showing up in meetings and podcasts and you're showing up building relationships and you're creating intense value for others that expands beyond the relationship with that person. It impacts so many others beyond that. Our question for you is, who do you most want to be a superhero to?
Yeah, my kids. I mean, that's, you know, and, you know, it's the most is my kids. I mean, there's not even a close second to that. But what I will say is the purpose of my life is, I mean, this is the purpose of my life is to be a connecting superhero for every visionary, abundance, investment, mindset, entrepreneur, and share their stories with the world. So that's it. I mean, so, but you asked number one, obviously my children. And then, but, you know, it's just people like you. That's it.
Justin, it was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to have you back when the new book launches. We'll get you back on the show. We'll also include in the show notes links to these tools that we've been describing. We'll include a link to Colby so that you can complete your own Colby assessment and familiarize yourself with that. We'll include a link to Strength Finder and to Print. And so, Justin, thank you. And for all of our viewers and listeners, there's a playlist that has just somehow magically appeared thanks to our amazing editing team. There's no such thing as having arrived in knowledge. There's always something new to learn. So continue your journey of learning. Make the rest of your week great. Make sure that you follow Justin. This is a guy who is, through his unique ability of connecting, is going places. And we're just so proud to be associated with you, Justin, and we're incredibly grateful for you. So thanks, guys. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, where your wealth matters. Be sure to check out our social media channels for more great content. Hit subscribe on your favorite podcast player and be sure to rate the show. We definitely appreciate it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone you care about. Join us on the next episode where we continue to uncover the financial tools, strategies, and the mindsets that maximize your wealth.